about life, mostly about my life. And oh, people, I wanna share it with you. If in some way I can help someone, maybe someone is lost and needs to see the light.
Test 3, 4. Marvin Gaye birthday special. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I get a nice round of applause for the fabulous, fantastic, marvelous Marvin Gaye?
April 2nd, 1939 in Washington, D.C., and he was one of the most gifted, visionary, and creative talents in the history of soul music. He is Marvin Gaye. He began singing at the tender age of 3 in his father's Pentecostal church. Marvin learned to play the piano and drums also at an early age to escape the physical abuse that his father subjected him to almost daily. Marvin's high school classmate Dewey Hughes tells us more.
Well, you know, the whole religious thing with Marvin was he was in conflict with that because his dad held that over his head constantly, and he always felt very, very guilty about doing popular music. He was a very spiritual person. I don't think he was really religious. I think he was in conflict with it because I think his father just pushed it on him to the point where it turned him off. His whole spirituality surpassed the whole religious thing, because I think Marvin saw the whole religious thing as a big contradiction and oftentimes a big sham. I mean, it was more of a hustle than it was helping people, you know, in a real sense, because it was like he saw his dad as someone who, you know, on the one hand, tried to be righteous and all, but he had a hidden agenda, and his hidden agenda was very envious of people who were more successful than he was.
Marvin Gaye's former high school classmate and media mogul Dewey Hughes tells about one conversation with Marvin Gaye in an empty football stadium.
Marvin and I attended Cardoza High School, and during the lunch hours, everybody was shooting pool and playing cards, and Marvin and I would go into the football stadium, and oftentimes we were the only ones sitting there in this big, big stadium, and Marvin talked more about his conflict with his father and the fact that he could never really get his father to appreciate and understand where he was coming from. And I mean, there were times I in retrospect I look back now, but then I really didn't appreciate the strength of what he was trying to get across, because I'd listen to him, and he would share things with me that I don't think he shared with a whole lot of people, because I didn't have an opinion. I was a good listener, and I would see him teary-eyed often when he talked about trying to get his father to really understand where he was coming from, and he just didn't feel that he could ever in any circumstance please his dad.
We're going to speak with Harvey Fuqua, who is the leader of the Moonglows, as well as one of the first executives in the Motown chain, who gave Marvin his first start in the music business.